Before we have afternoon prayer, let us turn to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Start from verse 9. We're going to briefly go through the Lord's Prayer and then we can all pray together. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And this is, in this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debt as we will forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. We always recite Lord's Prayer at the end of our prayer. And Lord's Prayer give us a guidance, how should we pray before God. Every time when we kneel down, we have so many things to pray to pray for. So sometimes we heard some members commented that, I have so many things to pray for, how can I pray for you? So we keep on asking, we keep on requesting. And what is the principle that we kneel down and pray to God? And this is exactly what Lord's Prayer tries to tell us. And almost every sentence, we can spend 1 hour to study in depth, but we don't have so much time, so we can only briefly go through that. The object we pray to is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we pray, we are not praying to the air, no. It's not a psychological effect. Somebody say, if you have a very bad mood, you just shout aloud and then vent out all your anxiety and then naturally you will feel better. That is not the way we pray. We pray to the one who loves us the most, the Father in heaven. He is almighty. He is everywhere and He is waiting to listen and He is waiting to help. And He is very understanding, very capable. So we pray to our Father in heaven. So don't forget, the one you're asking for is your Father in heaven. So don't be shy and don't feel embarrassed to ask. You just ask. He is going to give you abundantly and will never rebuke you. How come you ask so much? He is your Father in heaven. So when we pray, we think about, we kneel down before the Heavenly Father. He's the Almighty God. And some of the true seekers ask, how can this possible? So many people pray, and God, to whom should God listen to? God is not like man. As a man, when you talk, you can listen. When second person talk, you cannot listen at the same time. When third person talk, you totally get confused. When everybody talk, you don't know what they are talking. And that's a human being. But God is almighty. God can listen at the same time. Everybody is talking, God can understand because He is God. So don't worry. You can tell God. God can understand every individual at the same time. He is understanding. And this is the almighty God. What should we pray? Verse 9. Hallowed be thy name. We have to pray that God's name be sanctified, God's name be glorified. This is a fundamental principle to guide our prayer. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, the ultimate purpose is to glorify God's name no matter what you ask, the utmost purpose is to glorify the name of God. So when you sick, you pray to God, God, please heal my sickness. Then if Jesus Christ asks you a question, why do you ask me to heal your sickness? You feel, oh, I'm very painful. Yes, Jesus sympathize your pain. But if you can tell Jesus, if you heal my sickness, I can live a life to glorify your name, I think Jesus Christ will be very happy, right? And if Jesus Christ heal your sickness and you go back to the world, to indulge in the world, to pursue the worldly stuff, and that's not good. So sometimes you pray, God cannot answer, because if God answer your prayer, your spirituality even will fall a greater distance behind. So glorify the name of God. Any difficulty, you have to ask God the reason, I want to glorify your name. So when the Israelites commit sin against God, originally God intended to destroy all of them and raise up the new nation from the descendant of Moses. And Moses went back to God and started to pray. One of the reasons his prayer is so powerful, he requests God, if you destroy all of them, your name cannot be glorified. For the sake of your name, please forgive them. So when you pray, think about whatever you ask for. Is that for the glory of God? If that is for the glory of God, it's very easy to touch the heart of God, because God do everything for the purpose of His own glory, His creation of the universe, His creation for you and me, everybody, for His glory. So sanctify His name. Hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come, and it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, verse 11 start to pray for our own needs. Give us day our daily bread. Before we pray for our own needs, we have to satisfy the need of God first. Then you start to pray for your own need, and God is going to answer. You see, quite often, we forgot to satisfy the heart of God. We only want to satisfy whatever I want. But we have to reverse this sequence. If you satisfy God, then God is going to satisfy you. So, how can you satisfy God? Your kingdom come. What does that mean, your kingdom come? Kingdom is a country which there is a king to reign over. Your kingdom come. Come here. Come to my heart. Come into my life. Come into my family. You become my king. I want you to reign over my life. You are in control of my life. I'm waiting to submit myself to you. I want to honor you. You are the greatest one in my heart, in my life. Thy kingdom come. So just the previous chapter, you have to seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, and whatever you need, God will provide for you. So seek His kingdom first. If we can return back to His kingdom, return to the Garden of Eden, then you will find out everything God will prepare. His kingdom. Your kingdom come. So when we call Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, He is your master. He is in control of you. So everything, before you make decision, honor God and seek after His will. Let Him become your king to lead your way. Let Him make decision for you. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God is completely carried out by angel without any hindrance, because God was the king in heaven. But living our life in this world, every thought in our mind, there are three possibilities. The first is your own will. The second is the idea from Satan. The third is God's will. So we have to discern always what is God's will, and may God's will be done. Jesus wants to be crucified. And Peter said, no, this will never come to you. And Jesus never appreciated Peter. He said, Satan. He called Peter Satan because he only care about man's feeding. You know, never care about God's idea. So everything we have to think about what is God's will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If our life all live according to God's will, you will never regret. You will never regret. The more you walk according to God's will, the more you will find out the peace and joy and righteousness in front of you. The reason we suffer quite often because we've gone astray from the will of God. We make decisions by our own will, and we harvest whatever we have sown. So thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us daily our daily bread, the daily necessity to maintain your basic life. We can ask from God, and God is going to fulfill. And forgive us, just like we forgive others. God already forgave us totally. Now wash away our sins. Right now, God wants us to forgive others so that He can forgive our sin we committed after we received the baptism. So when you say Lord's Prayer, God, please forgive my sin as I forgive other people's sin. Remember, if we never commit, we never forgive other people's sin, then it's difficult for God to forgive us anymore. So from the bottom of our heart, we have to forgive others. Maybe you never can forget, but it doesn't matter. You have to forgive so that God can forgive you forever. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We ask God not to let us face temptation, because we human beings, we are weak. Facing the temptation, eventually we are going to be devoured by Satan. But deliver us from evil one. Evil is Satan. Satan is surrounding us like a lion roaring around, trying to devour the Christian. We need God's protection. If God does not protect us, if God has not been protecting us, all of us, we will be devoured by Satan. We will be defeated by Satan. So today, after tens of years, you are still a good Christian. It's not because you are smart. It's not because you are strong. It's all because God who protect you, who keep your faith. So we have to continue ask Him to keep ourselves, deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So all the glory should be belong to God. No matter what achievement you have in the world, no matter what you have, your life, your health, everything you have, it is all the grace of God. So glorify His name. It is the end of the prayer. So this is a guiding principle of our prayer. So right now we are going to pray together once again. Let us pray for Holy Spirit and pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit. Let us draw near to God and that we can feel He is going to draw near to us. Let's come forward and pray again. Okay?